cosmo-feminism. For a while I've been referring to a particular strand of feminism as cosmo-feminism, but haven't actually written down what I mean by this. Cosmo is a reference to the magazine Cosmopolitan, founded by Helen Gurley Brown, which is where I first observed this feminism. That said, I've also observed it in the content of, e.g., the Australian website Mamma Mia. To a first approximation, cosmo-feminism feels like a feminism light, one strongly influenced by Radfem analyses and politics, but without the underlying theoretical depth. The characteristics of this strand of feminism typically include several of A, being very heterosexual-oriented, footnote, but not necessarily anti-queer. It's just that its demographic is overwhelmingly straight, with perhaps some male gaze-oriented bi curiosity thrown in. B, exasperated. Man, am I right? C, further to the preceding, biological essentialism. D, other women and porn are the reason men don't become monogamy faithful, supportive, caring partners. E, wholesale importation of radfem analyses attitudes towards sex work and porn. F, white saviour, small l liberal politics. The other women of D include sex workers, including those working in porn, sluts, and women doing consensual non-monogamy. What ties a lot of this together is, men are inherently idiotic sex-obsessed brutes, unlike women, who are clever and always more about love than sex. We women love men anyway, and must just accept that men are fixer-uppers that we need to civilise. But things aren't helped by other women and porn, and especially other women doing sex work and porn, enabling and making men behave badly because men can't help themselves, the poor dears. Also, yeah, sweatshops are terrible. Anyway, what do I need to wear to attract my idiotic, sex-obsessed, brute soulmate? Basically, it's traditional patriarchal war of the gender stuff combined with some progressive trappings, dressed up as empowering feminism.